strikes 10. Coffee time again, while the world is rushing to its judgment day, judgment day.
Welcome to the To Be Do podcast from the Belonging Exchange with Philip Amerson. To Be Do has a mission to foster a sense of belonging, strengthening relationships through storytelling and shared, exchanged experiences. A belonging exchange, if you will. Indeed, our website is belongingexchange.org. Now it's your turn to be, do, as we enter the Belonging Exchange. Here's Dr. Philip Amerson.
Welcome, good friends. Welcome back to the Belonging Exchange podcast. This is Philip Amerson, once again, inviting you to see the world with new eyes, to see the world in terms of interdependence and in terms of our relationship to others as citizens and in terms of the relationality of all things. Today, we're going to do an exercise that I wrote several years ago and have used in a number of retreat settings. The exercise we call opening to joy. So we start with these questions. How does joy and laughter contribute to our faith? How does it contribute to our healing and our health, to our knowledge of God, to our neighbor, to our freedom and liberation? You know, as a pastor now for, well, too many years, almost six decades, I've spent a lot of time in hospital rooms as people were suffering or approaching death. And I was amazed by many things there, but one of the things that amazed me most was the power of laughter and joy, even in the face of the end of life. And it caused me to look and see, what is it about joy that is a gift? So I invite you to sit back for a moment and think about, when was the last time you laughed? When was the last time you had a little chuckle? When was the last time you had a belly laugh so hard that it brought tears to your eyes? When was the last time you laughed with someone else? Laughter is liquid sunshine. It is the sunshine of the soul, of the heart. Of course, laughter can also do harm. Perhaps you've felt that someone laughed at you or caused you pain by making fun of you. As with all human gifts, there can be a distortion and a misuse. We can learn to ask, where is the funny in any situation? We sometimes miss the joy that passes us by only to see it later. People of faith, I want to suggest, choose to employ laughter as a great tool toward wholeness and health. So, I have a little exercise, opening to joy. I ask people to read some quotes and to stop and ponder their favorites and to write a little prayer based on some of the quotes and then to pray that with a friend and then to speak that prayer when you rise in the morning and when you go to bed at night. Here are a few quotes that will give you a sense of what's in this connection. There's an old Jewish proverb that says, humans think and God laughs. The theologian Harvey Cox says, laughter is hope's last weapon. Some of you may remember that Alabama basketball coach, a fellow named Wimp Sanderson, who coached for three decades for Alabama. And near the end of his coaching career, he said, I've been here so long that when I got here, the Dead Sea wasn't even sick. Well, Will Rogers said, everything is funny as long as it happened to somebody else. Milton Berle said, laughter is the best medicine in the world. And Anne Lamott said, rest and laughter are the most spiritual and subversive acts of all. Laugh, rest, and slow down. And Victor Borge, years ago, I heard him say, laughter is the shortest distance between two people. Madeline L'Engle said, a good laugh heals lots of hurts. And there are many other quotes. And if you would like a copy of this, you can simply sign up and we'll see that you can have a connection, a link to have this little exercise on laughter. I remember in a healing group that I led a few years back, most often in the midst of very painful conversations, someone would say something that would cause other people to laugh. In one of the upcoming podcasts, I'll tell you a story about that. I'll tell you a story about Faith and how she was healed with laughter. Again, this is Philip Amerson, the Belonging Exchange Podcast. Just check in with us, follow the link, and you can have this exercise, Opening to Joy.
Now that you have experienced the Be, Do podcast from the Belonging Exchange with Philip Amerson, it's your turn to be, do. Be the hands of the strong and do community together. You can start by sharing the Be, Do podcast in your community and follow the Be, Do podcast with Philip Amerson at belongingexchange.org.
So come on, old friend, it's coffee time again.